Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. We have a special series today called The Pulse, and my co-host today is Jen O'Pry with Streamline. Hey, Jen, what's going on?
Oh, hey, good morning. Yes, The Pulse of Atlanta. What is going on? We got our finger on it this morning.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. So who'd you bring with you today?
I have three wonderful guests. I have Ryan Boone, the owner of Da Vinci's Donuts in Dunwoody. I have Giulio Adriani. Did I say that right? With Pizzaiolo. It's going to be a great new pizza place opening. Yeah. And then I have Melissa Teal with Be Wellness Center in Marietta.
Well, sweet. Welcome, guys. Happy
Thanks
to have you here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jen, who do you want to start with?
So, we're going to start with Ryan. Oh, my gosh. And Ryan, I'm looking at them, has brought three wonderful packages of donuts. Go ahead and put those bad boys out for us to see.
Oh, my gosh.
And
grab some. They're delicious. Nicholas, who's with me, just made them just like literally 20 minutes ago. So I promise they're fresh.
Yes. And so, Ryan, I love Da Vinci's Donuts.
Thank you.
How did Da Vinci's get started?
Well, we are actually the first franchise. Melissa and Andy Rudd started the concept. She and her family had been making the donuts forever. Yeah, pass them around. She and her family had been making them forever, and she loves food, and food is love to her. And so they started the first one in Alpharetta, and second one opened up shortly thereafter in Sandy Springs. And for us, it was, I traveled a lot for work. I was gone 4 or 5 days out of the week for my corporate job. And when I came home, we had a young son, and he did not want to have anything to do with me, nothing. And Jessica, my wife, was like, why don't y'all have something that's just something that the two of you do? And I don't know if it was she wanted some time by herself because I had been gone for 4 days, or if it was she really wanted us to do something, but it worked. And we started visiting donut shops all around Atlanta. It was so cool, such a great experience to have with my son. And found ourselves always coming back to Da Vinci's Donuts and because of the special thing that they had created there for families. And I came home one day and I'm like, if they ever decided to franchise, I'd totally buy one. And about 3 months later, they hung a shingle out, said that they were franchising. And I came home and said, guess what we're doing? We're buying a donut shop. And she was like, for real though? And I'm like, yeah, for real.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at these donuts and some people might not be familiar with them. They are small donuts. They're not the size of your typical donut.
That's right.
Tell me, why did they choose what they did?
So it's a family recipe. It's Melissa's family recipe, which is really cool that we get to continue that legacy of her family. But it's a light, fluffy cake-based donut. It's not really a cake donut. It's not really a yeast donut. Our toppings are what make us unique and delicious. I mean, you can see here, we do a maple bacon donut, which is the bestseller across all of our locations. Boston cream. Our special this week is ho-ho. It's delicious. It tastes like a ho-ho, if you remember the traditional ho-hos back at the grocery store. But they are a little bit smaller. So our dozen is 16. We throw 4 more in the box just so you can have a few more to taste. Our half dozen's 8. A couple more in the box again so you can have more to taste. But we find people, once they start eating them, they want to come back and grab some more.
Yes, and I love them because they're so small. You can eat a couple and they're guilt-free.
Guilt-free, yeah, for sure. No calories.
I mean, you can have 2 instead of just one big one.
Yes. We brought, I don't know if you want to, we brought some of our other favorite flavors just to showcase.
Oh, yes. I see. Is it s'mores?
Oh my
s'mores,
gosh.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Chocolate chip pancake. Cannoli. I don't know if anybody likes cannoli.
Yes, love cannolis.
Yes.
And then, no, right? Yeah. You want one, you can have.
Yeah.
And then key lime, which is another huge favorite that we have. It's just, they've some of our top sellers, so. Yeah, if you're listening out there, hopefully you can taste that. You can feel the taste through the microphone.
Yes, those little bites of goodness. Now, I know you all just in Dunwoody celebrated your 1 year anniversary birthday.
That's right.
Free donuts, right?
That's right. So for our birthday for 1 year, my wife and I were sitting around going, what can we do? What's like the thing that we should do? And I'm like, let's just give everybody a donut that walks in the door. And she was like, okay, cool, let's do it. So my parents flew in for our 1 year birthday. My son, Asher, loves to come up and work. I know you've seen him around. And we gave everybody a donut just because we are super grateful to be in the Dunwoody community. We believe in Dunwoody and believe in the mission of of what Dunwoody stands for and love the community and are a part of the community and are grateful for the community support. So it was a way for us to give back.
Yes. And like, what do you think in the first year you have learned? What was your biggest lesson? Especially since, like you said, you don't have a background in donuts.
In donut making, yes. That's right. I think the biggest lesson or the biggest, my biggest takeaway was how supportive the community is and how tight-knit the Dunwoody community really is. I think they have shown up and supported our business, and hopefully we've been able to give back to schools and give back to the community in a special way. I think from a business perspective, if I were to talk, it's always probably harder than you think it's going to be, you know? 5:35, what time, Nick, do you get in? 4:30? 4:30 comes early every morning for people to make a donut and have it ready for our community. But our team does it with a smile and with a happy heart. And I'm super grateful for that as well. But it's always a little bit harder than you think it's going to be. But looking back a year into it, I'm super grateful to be on this side of it and grateful for the support that our community gave us.
Yes. And you're not easily intimidated because you actually have a national donut chain.
Like
500 yards away.
Yes.
But you have done a great job of finding, you know, people to pull them over into the small local. So tell us about that.
Yes. So we do have a national donut chain that's literally a stone's throw away from us. But when we were looking for a spot to be, we really wanted to be in what we felt was the hub of Dunwoody, of our community. And Dunwoody Village is becoming that for Dunwoody, and we're super excited. And so we felt like if we were going to serve the people of Dunwoody, we wanted to be in the heart of Dunwoody. And we believe that if we went in with the right heart and the right mission, that people would get behind us and support us. And it's really funny. I was telling Nick on the way over here, we passed the shop that you're referring to, and there was a drive-through line, and I'm like, man, if we could get some of those folks over there. And Nick was like, yeah, once they taste us, they'll never go back. So it's just one by one, spreading the word, delivering a quality product, what we hope is a great customer experience, and hopefully we get the repeat business, because we do believe it. We're there in the heart to be for our community, for Dunwoody.
And even when you walk in your location, your atmosphere is much different.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank
you. So I love your atmosphere. Tell us a little bit about those decisions that went into that.
Yeah, absolutely. My background is in environment design. The job that I do corporately is in design. So aesthetic is really important to me. Every choice that we made in our shop was made with the intention, our end in mind was family. We knew that we wanted to be a gathering place where families could come and share a memory or create a memory, share a moment, create a memory. And so we designed our store specifically around that idea. We have booths so that that back up into these windows so that moms of littles can put their littles in the booth, push the table up, and they can sit on the opposite side. We have round tables so that it's easy for people to gather around. We have a really long community table so that our bigger groups, you know, school groups or high school groups can come and meet and sit around a table. We do believe that there's something special when people share a meal together. Then we have a big chalkboard that we hope we put community announcements on. We have a really incredible member of our team. His name is Devin O'Brien. He is a really phenomenal artist, and we lucked out having him. And every season, there's seasonal change on our chalkboard. And what we've found is that families come in and snap photos and tag us on Instagram because we've created a moment for families to kind of interact with that chalkboard. And then it's not often important, but to Jessica, my wife, restrooms were the most important. So we have really large, spacious restrooms for moms and dads to be able to utilize with their kids and try to think through. We tried to think through stepwise what was important to families when they walked in the door.
Yes. And yeah, you all definitely did that.
Thank you.
And then with kids.
Yes.
I mean, you have kids all in your donut shop all the time.
Yes.
Do you do anything like birthday parties?
Absolutely.
Or?
So the first thing that we do that's pretty amazing is you can create your own donut. That's kind of like our specialty. We'll start with a donut. Then one of our donut decorators you can choose your icing. You can choose a couple of toppings and some drizzle. You can customize your donut right there on the spot, whatever you want it to be. M&Ms, chocolate chips, sprinkles. I mean, you see the array of toppings here in front of you. So that's a really cool thing that we do. That's one of the reasons that I feel like kids want to come back. They can grab a donut, make it their own, and it becomes an interactive family experience. We do offer birthday parties. We love a birthday party in our shop. There is nothing that makes anybody happier in our shop when there are tons of kids screaming and laughing and making lots of noise, writing on the chalkboard. It's super fun. So we do offer birthday parties. We feel like we are able to provide a better experience for birthday parties when we do them in the afternoons. So we typically keep our birthday parties to the afternoons on the days that we're open. But we'll make some special concessions for people if it's really something that they need. But we want to provide the best experience we can and feel like we're able to do that in the afternoons. But we're open for birthday parties. The other thing that we do are baby showers. We had a really sweet baby shower for a mom that was expecting her second baby. And we did cute little custom donuts for her and her little one that was coming. So really fun. It's a really fun thing to get to do.
Excellent. And if anyone wants to cater, I didn't realize donuts are hot. I mean, I knew they were hot right now, but we're helping someone plan weddings.
Yes.
I didn't realize they're doing like donut bars.
Yes. It's such a unique thing. Like, whoever thought of that? What a creative person, right? Like, but we do custom donuts. So like, you come in, we'll sit down with you. We did a wedding as like 2 weeks ago, right? And we custom did all their donuts. So they picked their flavors. We did a tasting. We did one called cowtail. I don't know if you remember like the traditional cowtail. Is that like a Texas thing? It was like marshmallow in the center with like, I'm from Texas, by the way, guys, just FYI. Like that's why I said it's a Texas thing. Nobody sent any ugly emails. Like, it's not a thing. But it's like marshmallow wrapped in caramel. And so we did like our Holland icing with a caramel topping. It was delicious and they loved it. It was a huge hit at their wedding. And we have sprinkles in every single color you can imagine. We do glitter sprinkles. It's so fun. It's really getting to do things like that provides a creative outlet for our team and they're really good at it.
You definitely have a great team behind you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for bringing
y'all eat some donuts.
Yes.
I mean, I know you want, you're dying for another, right? Like I'm supposed to pass one to you.
Yummy goodness. We got to get photos of those.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to get so many pictures. And then Ryan, if anybody wanted to get in contact with you and learn more about Da Vinci's Donuts, where can they do that?
So our website is DaVinci'sDonuts.com. That's DaVinci'sDonuts.com, DaVinci'sDonuts.com. Mm-hmm. But we're the Dunwoody location. And I don't have our... Hang on 2 seconds. We'll get it for you at the end. Is that okay? We'll pull up our number for you at the end and we'll shout it out to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we are located at 5537 Chamblee Dunwoody Road. Mm. And Jen, what's the best way to tell people how, like, we're a little bit tucked back behind the Fresh Market there, but we're by Cafe at Far. Like, do you have a better way to?
I would say, well, I love your door color.
Yes, pink. Look for the pink door.
Look for the pink door. Yeah. And it's right in behind Marlowe's Tavern and Fresh Market.
That's right. That's perfect. And if you want to give us a call and place an order today, our number is 470-304-6695.
Well, great. Thanks so much,
Thank
Ryan.
You.
And for
yeah.
the donuts. They look awesome.
Well,
can't wait
so
to
much.
Eat one.
Yeah. There's lots. I mean, I think we all have to have at least eight, the people sitting around this table
at
right
least.
Now.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas
right.
time. It's fine.
Guilt-free. Yes. Guilt-free. Yeah.
Yes. They're good for the soul. Uh-huh. All right, Jen. So who do we have next?
Next, we have Giulio Adriani. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Adriani.
You did.
It's with Pizza Yolo.
Impressive.
So, like I said, my maiden name is Piazza, so I feel a little pressure to say that right. But you are opening a new restaurant in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, a new pizza place in, actually, we are three places in development in Atlanta. One is going to be Midtown West on 1000 Marietta. Another one in Toco Hills at the shopping center. And one is actually here in Sandy Spring on Roswell.
I'm so excited. Love
yes.
pizza.
Yes.
So, and you have really studied pizza. Like you were saying off air before we got on. I mean, you started when you were young.
Yeah, I started when I was 13. Actually, it was a joke between me and my father. We had all this, in Italy, you eat pizza basically twice, three times a week. So we were going to our favorite pizza place. And I was fascinated by the movement of the hands of a pizza maker. And so I asked it to try. I went on the table. I tried to make a pizza. And then I went to my father very excited. I said, I want to try. My father said, no way, you have to study. And so I say, okay, can I come here in the week? And he said, yes, just if you study. So I did it. I started learning from this master, Salvatore, amazing person. And I went ahead, graduated university in business, but in the meantime, I kept doing pizza in the weekend just to sustain my surf trips, because I'm a surfer, and my father wouldn't give me money to go surf because he was scared about it. You know, in Italy, surfing is seen like such an exotic thing. And then when I finished university, I said to my father, I want to open a pizza place. And my father said, no way, you're going to come work with me in my office. He's an accountant. And I said to him, okay, I'll come and work in your office only if you open my pizza place. So we kind of reached this agreement. So I started working in it with him and making pizza up until I got my first son.
Wow.
And then I gave up on the accounting business and I just made pizza. And pizza, I was lucky enough. It brought me here. I won a cup, 4-time world pizza champion. And I arrived in the United States in New York for a competition, actually, in 2010. And then I got approached by a guy that was opening this place in New York and said, I need your help. Can you come for a few months? I went back home, packed my luggage, arrived in the United States. And I thought I was staying 3 months. And then I fell in love and I stayed. I opened like 5 pizza places by myself called Forcella. Wow. Then I joined another company called Neapolitan Express and I opened like 20 trucks.
Wow.
And cool. then after that, I got a green card because I'm the only green card in the world for pizza. Okay, I don't know. I don't even know how it happened. But I got this green card because I invented this fried pizza called Montanara in New York. And it was such a hit that I was able to demonstrate that it was an addition to culinary economy in the United States. So I got a screen card. And then I came in Atlanta where I met my partner, Allison, and Allison Hill, actually. And we launching this company called The Local Pizzaiolo. And yeah, the rest I hope is going to be history in a few years.
Yes. Oh, wow. I mean, fried pizza. That sounds delicious.
Yes.
So what are going to be some of your main menu highlights then? I mean, because there's so many pizza restaurants in Atlanta.
Well, actually, when you come from New York, you think that there's not.
That's true. Very
like,
true.
You know, in New York, there is a pizza place every corner and in Italy too. So for me here, it's pretty much a wide open territory for pizza, or at least for artisanal original pizza. Mm-hmm. So when you speak about what we do, that's, let's say, Neapolitan-inspired pizza. So, yeah, there are competition, of course, because this is modern age. Everything has been invented already, but I think we bring on a table an authenticity that in the form of a type of pizza, because we serve Neapolitan pizza, of course, and B in terms of a size, because I noticed that here in Atlanta, a lot of pizza places, they still serve a big size, almost non-personal, with a very high price. And I want to bring pizza to what it is in Italy. So personal pizza at the right low price. So we're going to have a very low entry level price with the premium, super premium ingredients. And this is a battle that I'm, you know, I go around in the United States making seminars and pizza trade shows. And I think that pizza has took a direction that's totally wrong. And in Italy, pizza is a popular thing. I always define it as a social food because it brings on a table a construction worker next to the most famous accountant, just because being good, the high-end person and the low-end, they will both find themselves in the same pizza place because they enjoy. And so it brings people together. And I think that here in the United States, we are going in a direction in which we want to price a pizza $15, $16, $22. So our target is totally different. We want to bring good pizza to everybody, going to $9, $8, $10 prices. So everybody can experience a super high-quality product. And at a price that's affordable for families, for students, and for low-income people. And the other thing is that we're going to be very traditional, but we have some item that will be, that's why we call ourselves the local pizzaiolo. So in this case, we're going to have items in collaboration with famous business here from Atlanta. We are selecting a barbecue place to join us in this in this journey and create the most amazing barbecue pizza ever existed without using barbecue sauce. So that's, of course, is something that a Neapolitan pizza maker would never accept, but yeah, for how delicious it is, for us it's always very weird to put barbecue sauce on pizza. So we're gonna create an Italian version of barbecue sauce using a spicy honey that's actually smoked.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and we will pair it with brisket and sweet and sour onion, and I think that will be our highlights item, aside of course my fried pizza and the margherita. And plus, we will target also gluten sensitive people. We will have a special dedicated menu of gluten free pizza, and with the new flour that we develop in Italy, that's simply outstanding. You wouldn't. What happening in New York to me is that I would send two pizzas, let's call it two margherita, one gluten-free, one not, and I will have a customer complain in paragraph, like sending back one pizza. Say, you send two regular pizzas. I know one of that is gluten-free. They just couldn't believe, because, you know, normally gluten-free pizza is like kind of a cracker. So in this case, it's very hard to recognize which one is which. And that would be, I think, our biggest thing. And then we have cocktails in a collaboration with Employees Only. That's voted 5-time best cocktail bar in the world. And they are out of New York. They're friends of mine. So, yeah, we're trying to create a special experience.
I love how you put the word local in yes. the name of it. Because, I mean, there's just something about your local pizzeria. And, you know, and so what are you all trying to do as far as the atmosphere? When we walk in, what can we expect?
I mean, the name comes, so it's funny because pizzaiolo in Italian means pizza maker, mm-hmm. right? But then I discovered that in America, aiolo means I only live once. Or
right,
at least
right.
we use it for defining I only live once. That's pretty much what is my philosophy of living, you know, surfing. You always live once because you never know if you go out in the water, you come back from it. No, you know, when you're a surfer, you can always die.
That's why I stay out of it.
Yes. That's why my partners want me to stay out of it now. No, but so like, yeah, that's the philosophy of the company. You know, never be scared of what you're doing. Just follow your passions and follow what you love. And that's what we want to transmit inside our store, is this passion for what I like. That's pizza, of course, and that's Italian heritage. But also we project ourselves in the future. And then so you will find elements that are common in an Italian pizzeria, but they are also uncommon in the design. Especially the design is very, I would say, creative. We have a special artist named Jasmine that designed a beautiful mural in our stores. And it will be a funny way to resemble Italian heritage, because it's this two person on a Vespa looking at each other. And of course, there is Italian charm, but also the design is modern. So that's the atmosphere. We want a good music, you know, we want to be family oriented, but at night we want to be able to switch also for a dating place. And I think that we succeeded. We have booths, like I hear from the previous fellow member here, that they have booths. And when he was describing his place and his the way he designed it, his interior design, I mean, I was very impressed by so many resembling elements. So I'm actually now anxious to visit his store, because I'm sure that we have so many things in common aside of a talk on the radio show.
Well, and I'm looking, I mean, you have been certified. You literally have studied pizza making. I, you know, didn't know that even existed. And I know there's probably a lot of people out there who are like, we can make a career in this and go to school. And, you know,
yes.
So you are certified by the AVPN. I'm not even going to try to, you can tell
I'm
us
I'm not certified.
This.
I'm actually, so there are two organizations. You know, lately there's been a big push about Italy being awarded with the recognizement of heritage from UNESCO for the pizza maker job. So there are two organizations that collaborate into this, and I was part of both. One is the Pizza Maker APN organization, and one is a VPN organization, that's True Neapolitan Pizza. So these two organizations, I was head instructor of both at one point in United States and in Italy. So we certify people. So I'm not certified, but actually I will certify people. Actually, I stop now because I don't have time. It's very time consuming. But we plan to launch a pizza school in the future here for not for professional career, but mostly for housewives, house husbands, or whoever like to make pizza at home. Because I think that it is very challenging, but there are ways now to make very good pizza at home. So the future that as soon as the local pizzaiolo will be stable, we will launch this kind of fun events and ideas. I taught pizza probably, I don't know, thousands of people during the career, between teaching, between training, and I go around to certify and train people all over the world. But so I say pizza, I'm very blessed to have ever done pizza, because it brought me literally all over the world to teach, from India, Brazil, everywhere but Australia and Africa too. And despite my grandmother being ashamed of me being pizza, because in Italy pizza maker is a very humble job, so you know, she wouldn't say that I make pizza to all of her friends. So she always say that I was a student, that I was a business owner, and she never said that I really make pizza. So, but here in America, it became, and in the like late, it became such a good job to do, and I'm so proud of it.
Well, what are some key features that you put into your pizza? Because I know people are like, you know, it's got to be cooked in this oven, or it has to be rolled out this thin. What can people expect? What is?
Yeah, oven is important. Flour is important. Everything is important. But again, the key element is the heart, is the pizza maker heart. If you don't do it with your love, with your passion, there's no way you're going to make a good pizza. I'll give you a recipe now. I'll give to everybody my recipe. And sometimes my partners or my friends say, why you give out the recipe? Well, because anyway, they're not going to make it like me. Because I know what I bring to the table is always an obsession for the product, the passion for seeing it. I'm never happy with what I produce. You're always going to see me unhappy. Not unhappy, but like I know that I can do better every single day of my life. And that's the secret of success. Never be settled with the product. Just try to improve it every single day, because pizza is a live material. That means that it can improve. Like we improve as a person, pizza improves as a product. It's the same thing. So in the moment in which in life you're settled, you're done. In the moment in which you think your pizza is settled, it's done. It's over. So just keep improving your person, your pizza, and your life gonna be better.
And how do you get the word out? Is it mostly word of mouth or?
Well, no, we have, of course, marketing plans, and now we are hiring new employees. Actually, if they can refer to whoever is interested to learn this job and my passion. I mean, we have a website, thelocalpizzaiolo.com, and they can go online and apply for a job. And we're happy to share our passion with everybody. And we will. Word of mouth is always the best. We're not gonna go flyers around. We have amazing corner locations, so we're very visible from the streets, and especially our Marietta location. I think is in a hot spot of the city. So, you know, like they say, build it and they'll come. Hopefully, that's what's gonna happen.
Well, do you want to tell us a little bit more about where each location is? So we're in Marietta. Yeah.
So no, we're not in Marietta.
Street.
So we have the first location that's open on January 22nd is going to be on 1000 Marietta Street, right in front of the Octane. Then the second location is in the shopping center, the Taco Hill Shopping Center, in front of La Parilla. That's a very famous driving business. And here in Sandy Spring, we are in front of Rumi's on Roswell on the new development called Modera. Sandy Springs. And then we have a fourth location that's going to be next year, probably, or the end of this year. That's on Madison Yards on the Beltline at the corner. So these are our locations.
Definitely prime locations.
I think so.
And if people want to find out more about where are you on social media?
Everything is The Local Pizzaiolo. And so it's spelled like The Local, and then Pizzaiolo is pizza. I-O-L-O, so I only live once. And about me, they can follow me at Wonder Giulio, Wonder, G-I-U-L-I-O. So it's pretty easy to find. Or just write Giulio Pizza. Normally something happens in Google, something come out.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me here. And I go ahead and eat my donuts now.
Yes. Pizza in the future. Well, we have Melissa Teal with Be Wellness Center, and she is from in the Marietta area. And so do you want to tell us a little bit about what Be Wellness does?
Yes, thank you for having me. Be Wellness is up in Marietta, 1 mile west of Marietta Square, and we have many services. We have neurofeedback brain training therapy. We have massage. We have acupuncture, infrared sauna, and aromatherapy. And we just added ionic foot baths. So every natural health need that you may want to use.
Wonderful. And you all, who do you work with?
Like the staff in there?
Well, not the staff, but I'm sorry, who are your clientele? I mean, you really run...
Yes, it's a big array. So we work with children, usually that are diagnosed with ADHD, autism, seizure disorders, all the way up to the elderly and every age in between, insomnia, anxiety, pre-dementia, things like that.
And I guess, you know, when you're dealing with things like seizures and autism, I mean, those people have usually a team that they're working with. So how are you different than what a chiropractor might do versus, you know, what we think of more of a traditional doctor? What are you?
Yes. Okay, so our main service is called neurofeedback therapy, and it's been around for over 50 years now, and it's a form of biofeedback for the brain. So we actually work in conjunction with some of those other providers. So we work with chiropractor, neurologist, and what they do is they may send someone over to us and we'll do what's called a QEEG. So we'll actually record their brainwave activity. A lot of people may recognize it if they got a sleep study done. It looks like that. But we're not looking to diagnose anything. So what we're doing is doing an assessment of how the brain is operating and finding out how it's firing in different locations. Once we figure that out, if they are a fit for neurofeedback, then we work with them twice to three times a week to help retrain those brainwave activities using a feedback form of therapy.
Wow. And how did you get into this?
Yeah. So I actually went to Life University. I'm originally from San Diego, came out here. I thought I wanted to be a chiropractor. So I went to Life University, decided I don't want to be a chiropractor. I love chiropractic, but I didn't want to go that far in debt. And, you know, I didn't have the passion for it as much as I thought I did. So I started working for a chiropractor because that's what my background was in, actually in Norcross. And he had brain cord neurofeedback in his office. So I became his office assistant and then got certified under him for neurofeedback and worked for him for about a year and said, I'm going to go start my own business, and did it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. You have a partner out in San Diego as well, right?
I do. So just this year, we opened a second location in San Diego where I'm from, my hometown. And my partner is Tana, and she is married to a Marine. So we actually started a business, which is a nonprofit called Healing Our Heroes. So our passion was to be able to give cost-free care for veterans diagnosed with PTSD because many of them are just given medication and sent away and kind of slip through the cracks, and a lot of them need help. So the neurofeedback can actually help retrain some of those feelings of depression and pain and things like that. So we started Healing Our Heroes, but then we're like, well, we probably need some money before we get donations in, so let's start a business too. So she actually sees paying clients, I see paying clients, and then we both see a certain amount of veterans that we could fit in as well. So we each about, she sees a little more than I do. I see about four veterans at a time.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Well, and how long is, I guess, the cycle that you see people for?
So it depends on the case. So if it's just an average, let's say, child with ADHD diagnosed and they're not on medication, maybe their parents are looking for something different, then we start them off with 25 visits. After 25 visits, we do a new assessment of how the brain is functioning. And then we're able to say, all right, we've reached our goals. You know, the child's doing better behavior-wise. They're focusing better. Their grades are going up. Maybe in 6 months, we'll just do a little tune-up and come in for one visit. So it really depends case to case. For the veterans, we do see them 25 visits for free. Many of them need more than that. So again, it just depends once we do that new QEG and say, should we see you some more? Mm-hmm. So yeah, and medication does play a role. So it does affect the brain while we're doing this. So a lot of people realize they could go back to their doctor and say, hey, I'm feeling better. I'm doing better. Can you start to lower the dose? And so that's what we get to see is people lowering their dosage and sometimes even coming off the medication.
Wow, exciting. Yeah. What is your biggest success story?
Oh, goodness. I have so many. I think my very biggest success story is a 22-year-old male came in. He had been on ADHD medication since he was in second grade. And he came in for 30 visits. He was on 60 milligrams of Vyvanse and had already changed medication tons of times. And working with his prescribing doctor and doing neurofeedback, he's off the medication. I actually just saw him over the weekend, and he's still off after 2 years and doing great. So awesome. That's the kind of testimonials. I mean, I just got one the other day. Mom is bringing her 10-year-old in, and we've seen her for a month now, and her reading scores went from 440 to 490, so she's going to be on her grade level, and she's never been on her grade level for reading before. So those types of things. Yeah.
Very exciting. And then with do you deal with traumatic brain injuries? I'm assuming if someone has a concussion from sports, I mean, can you help them with that?
Yes, actually. So my husband is a professional retired rugby player for the USA team. So he has had quite a few concussions. He played football in college before then. So, you know, memory, light sensitivity, not being able to sleep, those types of things, you get affected from concussions. So we've been working with him. He comes in once a week now, and it's just, you know, focus, doing better. We've worked with lots of rugby players, definitely. And a lot of the veterans we work with actually have a lot of mild traumatic brain injuries as well. We also now work with some clients that have been in motor vehicle accidents and have got concussions from that. So,
wow. Well, yeah. And then what about, you know, what should a parent look for? And I guess what helps them make the decision, we need to try something new? Because there's, you know, when you're dealing with brain and your children,
yes,
you know, I'm a mom, you're a mom, there's some hesitation there.
There is. And unfortunately, our society is taught to just, you know, go to medicine automatically instead of maybe exercising, going to the beach, going to the park. Unfortunately, that's how our society thinks, is that if the doctor says, take this medication, that's the only choice I have. And unfortunately, there needs to be more education that there are other great therapies out there, not just neurofeedback, but many occupational therapy, speech therapy, all those wonderful things that the family could work towards. And it's not always covered by insurance, things like that. So it's kind of scary for people to step out. Neurofeedback has an 85% success rate, according to all this research done at large universities. Medication usually has 50% success rate, but we still believe that medication is our first and only choice, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So a big thing that I see is parents say, I've tried this, I've tried that. We've changed the medication. We've lowered the dose, higher the dose, changed the types, and still the child is not eating, behavior issues, grades aren't improving. So then they come to me and say, so you're our last resort. And I'm like, oh, great. Let's see what we could do, you know. And it is neurofeedback is all about changing the electric activity in the brain and rewiring, you know, neuroplasticity in the brain. We've all heard that word is neuroplasticity. It's creating those new neural connections in the brain. So we can train our brains just like we could train our body. We could strengthen them. And the biggest thing is getting good sleep and eating healthy. Of course, have some donuts and pizza once in a while, because I sure do. But, you know, just being more active, you know, keeping our kids off of tablets. I know it's hard as parents. I have a 7-year-old, so, you know, she's always asking for my phone. But the reality is it's my phone. I pay the bill. So, no, you're not going on my phone, you know, and go do a puzzle. Go back to the old school way of parenting. I think that's what a lot of us need to. Mm-hmm. And I think we would see a lot of these diagnoses going down if we focused more on just being present with our families.
And how are you getting the word out then that this is much more effective than medication? Because people just, like you said, assume medication's the best route.
Yeah, it's all about having to educate people. So I was for a while, and I'm going to get back to it, is doing a free workshop once a month and having people come in, and I'll get appetizers at a local restaurant and have them come in and just listen about what neurofeedback is. We have a very strong network group that I'm part of called Master Networks, and, you know, going around and just meeting local business owners that are also connected with so many different families. So if I could educate the people that I network with first, then they actually help me educate others and send them in. We do free consults, so that's a great way to get people in. And of course, using companies like Geno Prize to get on Facebook and just put videos up and testimonials. Those are the biggest thing. And so right now, my business is really, I'm in 4 years of business now. So it's really been building from word of mouth and referrals and testimonials.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard so many people say, you know, the first 3 years of owning a business are the most difficult. Yes. Would you testify to that?
I would. And also not, you know, preparing financially, like I probably shouldn't have done it the way I did. So pretty much when I took $4,000 and started a business, and that was it, and never took out a loan from there. So I just hustled every single day. I mean, I was raised to work and hustle and make it. And so it's a passion of mine to help others and share the education of health and all these different amazing therapies out there. So it was hard work, but it wasn't hard mentally because I love it.
Well, and then healing our heroes.
Yeah.
So like you said, your partner has a husband who's a Marine.
Yes.
And, you know, how did that get started? Was there a need? I mean, she just kept seeing the need.
Yes, absolutely. So about a year and a half before we started Healing Our Heroes, I had a plan to start the nonprofit anyways. I'm from a family of military. Dad was military. Stepdad was military. Brother was military. Being from San Diego, it's very military. So it's always been close to my heart. And I realize how much they slipped through the cracks. So I had it planned. And then my best friend from high school, Tana, they were just having some trouble and Brad was having trouble. And he would go to the VA and they'd say, here's 8 different medications you could take all at once without even explaining why. And so she's like, I can't do this anymore. We have 3 kids. Like, we need something different. Like, he needs to be more present. He had been to Afghanistan a couple times already. And so I told her all about neurofeedback and she looked into it and it gave her an opportunity to own a business and help the people that she loves as well. Her dad is also a retired Navy as well. So now it's just amazing to be able to help people. Sometimes we're a little too giving and we're like, okay, wait, we need to raise some money first because we are doing it cost-free for them, but it's not cost-free for us to be able to run a business, obviously. So we're right now just at a year this month of having Healing Our Heroes. So we've done a 5K, and actually we spoke, Da Vinci's Donuts might be our donut sponsor.
Absolutely.
For this year's sure. Healing Our Heroes Donut Forget Our 5K. It's on Veterans Day. So we got to do that this year. And that brought in, you know, we were able to raise enough money to cover 2 full services for veterans. So
I love that. And I love how everybody in this room, you know, gives back. Da Vinci's Donuts and gives back. I know the local Pizza Yolo is giving back. They've got, you know, a piece of the pie program. Mm-hmm. You all are giving back with Healing Our Heroes. So, I mean, everybody is, I think businesses are starting to understand you've got to give back
you
to
do.
The community.
Definitely. And people see that. And that's when the clients realize you're a good person. You have a passion for what you're doing. You love it. You're not just in it for the money. You really enjoy bringing people together, whether it's around food or a family together, because a child or even adult, one of the parents has gotten help for themselves and it brings the whole family together.
Yes. I mean, truly changing lives. So, yeah. Well, and where are you all located in Marietta?
Yes, we're 1 mile west of Marietta Square, right off Whitlock Avenue. And that, again, we have the neurofeedback, but we also have a great Chinese doctor of acupuncture, who's Dr. Wong. He has over 30 years of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. We have a great massage therapist. And of course, we have the infrared sauna. So after eating the donuts and pizza, come in, detox, sweat out all the yummies.
So you don't necessarily have to have, you know, be having seizures or ADHD
no.
or to reap the benefits of what Be Wellness Center offers.
Absolutely. We you know, a lot of moms will bring their kids in or they'll be in for neurofeedback themselves and then maybe get a massage, or while their kid's in there, they'll go in the sauna for 30 minutes while they're waiting for their child. So it's really to bring health to the whole family.
Wonderful. And if we want to follow you all on social media?
Yes. Yes. It's just Be Wellness Center on Facebook and Healing Our Heroes as well on Facebook. And then we're on Twitter, Be Wellness. And our website is mybewellness.com. And Be Wellness was created because we want everyone to be well. We want everyone to be happy and healthy. And so whatever that looks like for you and your family, that's what it's about.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So
yeah, it was a really great segment of the Pulse today, Jen.
Thanks. Yeah, what a great, like I said, great group. I love how everybody in this room is giving back.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And how about you? How if, because this, you know, the Pulse is brought to you by Genopry and Streamline. So can you tell us what's going on with Streamline and how we can learn more about Streamline?
Sure. We are a marketing company. So we put together full marketing plans for clients. We take clients' social media and run all their ads, maintain their Facebook, Instagram account, Twitter account. And then also we'll produce blog content, web content. So really working in those three areas with our clients and just helping them get exposure that they need and deserve. So highlighting those things like donating. People don't realize that these companies, so many companies are giving back. Right. And it's kind of easier to do that through a third party sometimes because you don't want to brag about yourself. So we do it for you.
Oh, that's pretty cool that you offer that that piece of it. Well, I mean, thanks for everybody coming in studio today. And we hope that you all enjoyed this special episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And we'll see you next time. We'll